six mistakes I made in school. Oh my god, I can't even believe I'll be graduating from school. Well, I have tried to list down six of many of the other mistakes that I've made in school, but it's a very generic thing, so it might help you in college too. And everything is going to be interconnected, so try linking it positive if you want. I've also added timestamps in the description. Just imagine a break now. Okay, so the first one is not starting college research in grade 9. I know I was young and I still am, but starting research for your school or universities and different programs and degrees in class 9th or around that time is literally the best moment to start. The reason I'm saying this is because you will have clarity on what XYZ place is offering, how much they want from you as a student to enter, and you know what is something you are lacking right now that you can fulfill. One way that can really help is to make a spreadsheet or an Excel sheet of all the colleges or the universities you're researching about, what you want to do there and what are the prerequisites, what is the cost of the program, or however you want to record it. But do add the link of the website right next to it. Save it and just keep editing it. It will save you from sudden anxiety and pressure that you get before you have to declare your subjects if you're given the chance to study your favorite subjects. I don't know, it's so subjective. Anyways, the second one is not choosing maths and economics in high school. I haven't been a fan of maths, but I used to score well because of rigorous practice. Economics, on the other hand, amused me and still does, but I wasn't inclined towards it during that time. So the pros were of not choosing these subjects was that I didn't like it at that time, and I wouldn't cry studying them if I, you know, if I chose them as my subjects. And the third one was due. I think it played a very large factor in choosing my subjects because I wanted to score well and I wanted subjects which I had command over and I didn't have to, you know, put my mind all over studying it and crying about it, because I wanted to enjoy my high school and score at the same time. The cons are many. So the first one is knowledge. I mean, it's the most basic functioning of our world, and economics is genuinely the most important subject in my opinion. I wish I wasn't that much into marks when I had to decide my subjects. The second con would be colleges. Oh my god, I can't stress enough that colleges and universities do look into what kind of subjects you are studying in high school. I'm not saying that these two are above any other subjects, but they're important. So the third one is going to be prerequisites. I mean, I remember crying so bad when I started my research for the programs, and I guess I had passed my midterm for 11th class, and I can't tell you, I mean, even just for subjects I'm into, which is journalism and mass communications, they asked for maths. So this is how important it is. Do check for prereq. The fourth one is going to be for my Indian people. We have heard ki PCM le lo aur sab kuch kar sakte ho. You know, it's like the golden thing for going into everything. They're not entirely wrong, because I see the perspective that people, I mean, I don't know if they have the logic, but I'll just tell you mine. Maths and eco in my perspective do form the base of every other subject and every other program that you're interested in, and I'm not saying that you definitely need them, because I didn't need them. I am not studying these subjects in my school, and I'm still interested in studying these subjects in future, because now I know my interest and now I'm not scared about the boxes that we have put in our education system. Well, these two are base in my opinion, so go ahead, don't bash me. The third one is not building a CV or a resume from class 6th or the beginning of your middle school. Well, it might sound insane if you haven't done it yet, but I assure you that 6th standard is literally the best time to gear up. I mean, it's time to start exploring each and every activity that is being done around you, be it dancing, debates, drama, sports, anything and everything that you can try on, get your hands on, and try to find your niche when you're doing all of this. Participate as much as you can. And I would say, like, after now I'm done with school, winning is fun and it increases self-worth, no doubt about that. But trust me, it is nothing compared to the experience you will gain. So I would suggest to download a sample CV or a resume. Just take a page if you want to. Don't have to do it on the laptop or anything. Start filling it under the various categories of education, extracurricular, student council, and your community work and volunteering. Now, as soon as you try to fill in, I mean, if you can send this to somebody who's young, if you're listening to this, then I would really appreciate it, because from 6, if you put the kid to a place and you ask him or her to just start writing down what they're doing, it will really help them understand what they are interested in and what they can do further. I know they are young, and maybe you're listening to this and you're not young. Now is the time, just do it, because you can understand how much time you spend on what activity, and it really helps you, like, build up your self-esteem. Trust me, it does when you start piling it up. And if you haven't started participating, I would suggest just do it. Don't fear, just don't stop yourself, don't limit yourself. Okay, so the fourth one is not inculcating a habit of journaling or writing. I feel like I could have started journaling or writing way before if somebody told me how essential it is. Until last year, I would say I didn't write much. I mean, that was the sole reason I started this podcast, because I was not able to express myself on the paper. And now it seems crazy, because that little small habit changed me, because now I start my day with journaling and not by using my phone. And I'm really proud of it, because it makes me feel at peace and it will literally change you. So whatever your age is, just pick a sheet of paper or your laptop and start writing. It will start from random thoughts, and don't write it as if somebody else is going to read it. Just keep it between yourself and that paper and that moment. Make sure do it at your pace, but don't have any distractions around you. The reason it's so important is sometimes life can be hard and sometimes it can be at its peak, but not always. You'll be brutally honest about it with everyone. So this is where journaling helps, and even to know about yourself. So your deepest, random, hopeless desires can have a space in your life, and you won't be all over the place about how you feel and what you want from yourself or your life. I can go on and on about journaling, but coming to the crucial point, writing will help you with your mental and emotional health. At the same time, you will be able to express yourself in a very clear way and a very clear thought process. By the time you get used to writing, you will definitely feel very liberated. And because I just had to link it with school, is because it will be journaling or writing in any sort, be it your poems or your blogs, anyway, any form of writing, it will be rewarding when you will have to write about yourself, your SOPs or your college essays. This is where it helped me the most, because it just made things very easier for me. Okay, so the fifth one is taking myself too seriously. Once you enter teenage, things unravel very quickly. Speaking for myself, I grew very conscious about myself on the outside, and I pretended as if I don't care, bitch. You know, it's so weird that I was not alone this way. I mean, majority of the teens felt and still feels the same rush, same consciousness, like every other teenager. So I took myself too seriously in school and did things I did not like. So if you're listening to this, please do things like you want them to be, and be honest about how you feel about everything. Don't let the outside energy change you. Well, it is, I don't know about you, but school for me, in my opinion, is the best place to be the person who you aren't and want to be, or just be whoever you want. Because I know it's kind of hard to remove the labels once you get into the school, but trust me, man, it's the most secure bubble to go wild. Try to be fun, serious, nerdy, or whoever you want to be, but be relaxed. And I would say explore yourself and your personalities, multiple personalities, wow. Because you can't waste this precious time overthinking about your looks or the external things, because your body is going through a lot of changes inside. So try to find ways to communicate yourself or to express yourself better. Try putting down your walls, at the same time protect yourself. I mean, there are both sides, which is good and the bad, and it's the balance. Well, the sixth one is not socializing. Oh my god, I think I still suck at it. Networking and socializing, it's so important. You can't be friends with everyone, that's for sure, but you can know a lot of people. I have personally been on the two extremes of it, and I can assure you that life's better when you have connection in different fields. For example, you'll meet tons of people in school and online, places where you live, or regardless of how you meet these people, it is more related to how you see that person or what you seek from them. I'm not saying that you have to gain something materialistic out of this relationship, but values, a lot of beliefs that you like, or maybe something you lagged from your own sources. Choose your people, or maybe just don't, because it's up to you. But please be curious about life other than yours, other than your perspective, and try to respect if somebody is different than you, and try to meet as many people as you can. Just don't hesitate in talking to somebody, because it's literally that 3-second push that you have to give yourself into doing something which is normal, I mean talking. So try to be fun and meet as many people as you can. Tan 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 tan. Okay, this is the outro. Might feel as if this is for college, but it's not. It's something I think it would have helped me to be at peace with my journey, school journey, if I started a little earlier. There is so much to life, and I held myself in a shell. Yep. And I hope you can do much better than what you're doing right now, because it's all about growing into things we thought we couldn't do. I mean, I did not think I would be able to do this. I genuinely didn't think. It was that one push that I had after recording the podcast with one of my friends and getting to know about it. Well, there are a lot of things like this. I've shared things which I realized last year of my school, and I still did everything that I listed above. So hang in there and work on yourself, because I'm sure things at the end will be fine as long as you're positive and optimistic. Do look forward to life, because there is abundance in the future. I hope you make a great person out of yourself and you find your purpose. Well, this is it for today. Thank you if you're listening till here. I forgot this quote that I really live by is whenever I'm stressed, when you think it's too late, the truth is it's still early. So all the people who are listening to this and are young, bro, you got this.